Shame is my husband leaving me for my next-door neighbor. Shame is my wife asking me for a divorce and telling me that she wants children, but not with me. Shame is my DUI. Shame is infertility. Shame is telling my fiancé that my dad lives in France when in fact he's in prison. Shame is internet porn. Shame is flunking out of school. Twice. Shame is hearing my parents fight through the walls and wondering if I'm the only one who feels this afraid. Shame is real pain. The importance of social acceptance and connection is reinforced by our brain chemistry. And the pain that results from social rejection and disconnection is real pain. In a 2011 study funded by the National Institute of Mental Health and by the National Institute on Drug Abuse, researchers found that, as far as the brain is concerned, physical pain and intense experiences of social rejection hurt in the same way. So, when I define shame as an intensely painful experience, I'm not kidding. Neuroscience advances confirm what we've known all along. Emotions can hurt and cause pain. And just as we often struggle to define physical pain, describing emotional pain is difficult. Shame is particularly hard because it hates having words wrapped around it. It hates being spoken. Untangling shame, guilt, humiliation, and embarrassment. In fact, as we work to understand shame, one of the simpler reasons that shame is so difficult to talk about is vocabulary. We often use the terms embarrassment, guilt, humiliation, and shame interchangeably. It might seem overly picky to stress the importance of using the appropriate term to describe an experience or emotion. However, it is much more than semantics. How we experience these different emotions comes down to self-talk. How do we talk to ourselves about what's happening? The best place to start examining self-talk and untangling these four distinct emotions is with shame and guilt. The majority of shame researchers and clinicians agree that the difference between shame and guilt is best understood as the difference between "I am bad" and "I did something bad." Guilt equals "I did something bad." Shame equals "I am bad."